Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And with
everybody needs a little time away.
Okay, now I'm done. Welcome to Foul Monkeys, this is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Today is May 12th, 2011.
And this year is 2012.
Sorry, I keep doing
Episode 355. The beginning of that show, y'all, it was for
Whatever.
Right. The Nod, that's where we get that.
It's by Master P.
It's by Master P.
And it's called Yo. Make 'em say,
Master Pay. But what's P in language?
P looks like you're looking like you're peeing.
But sideways?
It's, yeah.
Master P.
But what?
Oh, but this is P. Yeah, this is P in sign language.
I always think that looks like a clit.
And this is toilet. Well, it's as big as a clit.
Today on Foul Monkeys, ASL. And that's American Sign Language, not H6
location. So yeah, we finally found the song. We actually had, I had to call Nicole, you know, Big Boob Nicole that used to be on the show, because she's like the human iPod.
Nicole!
You can ask her anything and she'll fucking tell you the name of the song. You can tell her a quote in a movie and she'll tell you what the movie is. She's good. You can say, what year was this movie made? She knows. It's really weird. So, y'all, that's James LeRoy typing about something. What? Oh, you're typing notes?
Yeah, I'm typing notes. Sorry, okay. Is that loud?
No. Not at all.
Well, it's better to listen to than your damn eating.
We don't have really anything to talk about.
Yes,
so,
we do.
Like what?
We have my trip to San Diego.
No, the card from Joe.
And the wine.
Do you have it?
No.
What'd you do with it?
It's in here.
Here. We got a card from Joe for our 5-year anniversary. You want to read it, James LeRoy?
I can read it.
Read it, because you use your words.
So on the front of it is a twisting little lady from
the 50s, maybe?
Yeah, maybe the 40s.
She's got a little
She got some big band boys in the back playing the bass.
But she looks like she's straight out of what is that movie?
Let me see.
Can't think of it.
She looks like a fembot. No, she looks like Barbarella.
Yeah.
That's who she looks like.
Anyway, so she's doing a twist. She's in a little skimpy. She looks like a belly dancer, but she has less clothes than that. And on the inside it says, well, at least for now we know where your mother's rash isn't. Happy 5th anniversary, Foul Monkeys, Joe and Dallas.
And look at that handwriting.
He does have
so y'all, his mic just went limp.
Sorry, Joe.
That's what happens when he sees
the
non-white people. It goes down.
Joe, I love you.
No, that's nice handwriting.
It's really nice handwriting.
I'm so jealous. I get comments on my handwriting at work.
This is about Joe. About Joe. About Joe. Thank you.
Sorry.
We get it.
You obviously, it's not about me because no one likes me.
Because you're the co-host. No one gives a shit about the co-host.
So tired of this.
It is true, though. No one gets more love than I do. Unless you're the producer. And then, you know, Nanad, like, falls in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
Asshole.
Sorry, Nanad. He's all mine.
Why can't you want me, Nanad?
No.
He's like, no. I don't want you. Nana, we want you to call in and say something in, is that Scandinavian? Where's he from?
You said he was from Norway?
Norway? Were they Norwegian?
Okay.
Whatever. That's the same thing, right? Scandinavian, Norwegian? Same language?
No.
Oh, that's just the area. He's Scandinavian? No, he's Norwegian.
Let us know, Nanad.
What do you speak? What are you? But he's from the Middle East, I think. He moved from the Middle East to Norway.
Oh.
Hmm. You're going to have to answer that for us, please.
I know what he is. Confusing.
Good one.
Ooh, high five. Cancer. Oh. See it.
So, yeah, that's it.
Awesome.
On that. What
and
else we got to talk about?
That is the show.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
See ya. Talk to you next week.
Well, I just recently got back from a trip to San Diego.
Which means whale's vagina.
No, I think that means Saint.
No, whale's vagina.
Well, I think we're going to have to disagree or agree to disagree.
Right.
When in Rome. That doesn't apply. I still don't know what that means.
Such a good movie.
I fucking love it.
So you went to San Diego. Did you meet Nessa and Weston?
No.
You didn't let them know you were there. Because they
live
there.
I know Nessa lives there.
Mm-hmm.
Nessa?
You would know that if you listened to her show, probably.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying. Sorry. She's getting ready to move to Phoenix, though, to be with Herb.
Oh.
Oh. I know, right?
Oh. Herbalicious. No.
Not really. Not anymore. Y'all, I am sweating like a whore in church.
Dude, do I look red?
You just turn it up or down? Oh, okay. Because if you turn it up, that means it's not going to turn on. So, what'd you turn it down to?
She
like 74?
She's not.
No! That cold air is not free.
She wants that free hot air. Where are your tricks at?
Huh?
We're gonna start having Ricky's tricks come over and pay so that they can have AC. No, they're gonna pay real, Ricky. So you
no,
can have AC.
I don't do that. I just do it for free.
No, well, if you want to do it in the cool.
If you do it for money, it's illegal. If you do it for free.
No, they're paying to use the AC while they're here.
Oh.
There you go. And then you just upcharge them.
Is my name AC? AC Slater.
Shit.
I wish. Oh my God, I saw this Latino guy on the bus today. Oh. The bus was almost completely empty, and I wanted to just go sit beside him. But I knew that would be awkward. So.
Right.
Weird.
So what else we got to talk about?
I found our album art. Thanks, Bill. So that was this picture was taken. Well,
we have this album art too. Remember this one? Who sent us this? Anthony or Tony sent it to us? That one?
Oh, yeah. That was shitting rainbows.
And that guy's cute. That's what I love about it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So the picture that I just got sent was, I was so tired when we got back. Okay, so I don't know what the fuck happened, but we... with Bill and I's plane tickets, but we didn't see that we had a layover anywhere. And then it turns out we had flown from here to Denver to San Diego. But it was the same plane. So it didn't say...
Yeah, that happened to me too one time before.
With Frontier? Because
no,
they're based in Denver.
What? I flew from Florida to Chicago, but I had a layover in North Carolina, but it wasn't on the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's the same plane. You just stay on it.
I have no
idea.
Did
you guys just stay on the plane?
Well, we got off for a little while because they needed to clean it.
Because y'all were that nasty in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Maha Club, what?
Mm-mm.
Speaking of, a guy with his wife and three kids got on the plane. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and it was like while we were boarding and everything and they were getting ready to sit down. He's like, hey, I need to go to the bathroom. She's like, it doesn't count if it's not off the ground. It was funny. Oh, and then Bill took the picture of that. We had the American rugby team on their flight too.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. There's some
beauties up in that shit. Rugby guys are so hot.
I don't understand what it is, but both flights, I had the chatterbox sitting next to me.
The guy that you took the pictures of was the chatterbox?
Oh, no.
I wish you wanted him to be on your uncut soul.
No, but I did have the first flight. We had this lady. I think I learned her whole entire story. Her and her husband have been married, what was that, like 20 years? Like, yeah, Bill didn't listen. but they're like married like 20 plus years, and she just got back from a trip, and then they're going to go fly out to Kauai. Is that right? Kauai? It's an island in Hawaii.
I think that's where...
Where is that?
What's his face lives?
Your mom?
Kyle. Is it K-A-I?
K-U-A-I?
Kawaba.
Chihuahua.
You picked anyways, that nose, boy. You pick right there. Get it. Right?
Golden nugget.
Mm-hmm. Golden nugget. That's a restaurant here.
That's some good eatings. So no, the flight was, she was sitting there and she just was talking to me and talking. And I just was like,
whenever. You should put your headphones on.
I did.
Oh, okay.
And she kept going, you listen here, listen, listen. And I was like, oh, I want my music. Shut up.
I've been lucky. I've never, ever sat beside a person that's ever wanted to talk to me.
And on the way back, we got the straight boy who was like, curiously gay.
Oh, fuck.
Did you think he was cute?
Would I have thought he was cute?
He showed us his belly. He was...
Why?
He got sunburned so bad. He was like... We were talking about how... I was like...
Yeah, what straight guy is going to show you they're like...
Oh, yeah. And this is... I'll show you what he did. We were talking about like, oh, what did you guys do in San Diego, blah, blah. And he's like, well, we just drove around. We had a wedding to go to and all this kind of stuff. And and then Waylon's like, yeah, he got burnt on his arm from driving on me. He lifted up my shirt like this. And he's like, oh, yeah, I got burnt too. See my legs? And he goes, and look at my belly. He lifted his shirt all the way up to his titties.
You should have took a picture.
He had some little rolls, but it wasn't that
bad. I like rolls, though. Rolls are cute.
It's like skin rolls. It wasn't like rolls.
Well,
it wasn't bad. No, I mean, he wasn't unattractive. Okay. He was not unattractive.
I mean, look at mine. They're fabulous. You see that right there?
Yeah. No effects and some tatties.
Then obviously he needed me.
And he was all about the
floor. Show him the way.
Oh, and he was like, the lady goes, he went to buy food. And he's like, well, what do you have? And he's like, duh, duh, duh. She's like, this, 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 and this, and cheese curd. And he's like, oh, I don't know what to get. What should I get? Looking at us, and we're like, I don't know.
You should get a cock in your mouth is what you need. And here's his number.
And he's like, well, I'll get the cheese curds.
Ew, is that cottage cheese?
No.
Cheese curds?
He's like, I had some at the bar and they were good. No, cheese curds. They're like cheese cubes, but they're... Yeah,
it's like mozzarella balls or something?
Kind of. They're like, you know how when you have like the little bricks of cheese, little cheese that you can just nibble on?
Yeah.
They're kind of like that, but a little less compact and sturdy.
Why do they call them curds?
It's because they're made from curd.
But what's cheese made from?
Curdled milk.
Isn't that curd?
No, it's like a separation thing of the milk.
I don't believe you.
Look it up. and then we get into San Diego. We got in that night around 7:30, and then we went out with my friend. We went out with JD. Hi, JD.
Oh.
We called in.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we got there at 7. Like, we landed at 7:30, got our bags and stuff, and then we went to the hotel and dropped our stuff off, and then we met up with JD, and we went to the Mama Tessa's in San Diego, right on Washington Street. It was really good. It's right next to Baja Bay.
The Mexican restaurant?
Yeah, it was really good. And then afterwards, we went around, and it was Cinco de Mayo, so we wanted to go out. We went to Moe's. It's the Hamburger Mary's used to be.
Oh.
That's what it used to be, but now it's called Moe's.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's kind of lame.
Oh no, it's awesome! Like all the RuPaul drag queens go there. Awesome. I wish I lived still. Anyway,
you still wish you lived in San Diego?
I miss it. I miss my friends that I have there. It was so good to go see them.
I know what you mean. This weekend was bad for me.
Yeah. Anyway, let's not get sad.
I don't have the cry shawl on.
No cry shawl.
Do you want to explain what the cry shawl is? I don't think we really got into that, but I think Bill needs to explain that.
I can explain.
Oh, it's funnier when Bill does it, though.
Sookie can explain.
Sookie. All right, explain it.
Fuck. So, we were watching a sad movie, and it's a movie that Stop interrupting. So, it's a sad movie that I get really emotional at, and I told Bill, I said, Bill, this is probably the only time you'll ever see me watching this movie with you, because every other time I'm watching this, it's always by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I do not like people seeing me this way. And he goes, here, have a cry shawl. This means that you're not going to be judged.
Or with it on.
And when it's on. It but once you take it off, all bets are off.
He had to threaten me with the cry shawl last weekend? Or when was that? Last week? No, 2 weeks ago.
Who, me?
No, Bill. I was telling him about a problem I was having. And
oh yeah, that was that was Easter.
Oh yeah, that was Easter. He goes, do I need to bring out the cry shawl?
I need to bring the cry shawl.
Because if you start crying right now, we have to make fun of you.
And you're like, no, let's bring out the nun shit.
Right. So yeah.
I love Orange Crush.
Mm. Is it good? You like it?
I like it.
It's diet. It's not the real thing. The goodness. Yeah,
that's why it's weird.
That's why it's weird, y'all.
So weird. So yeah, we went and we got to San Diego and we did Bo's and then we went to bed.
Did you go to the man or the hole or the porthole, whatever that is?
No.
Gay bar?
You mean Pex? You mean the bear bar? The one
that
you were at?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. The one I used to live
in. Why
do
I think it was called the porthole or something?
Because you're a retard. Anyway.
Yeah, when I went to San Diego and I did not tell James. And I was literally how far away from you?
4 blocks.
Yeah. Because we hadn't met at that time.
We hadn't, no, not in person.
Mm-mm.
No. No, we I don't know. At that point, we were like, we've known each other and talked mm-hmm. online for 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I didn't tell you.
We, yeah. I don't know if you guys know, but Ricky and I met on MySpace.
That's so weird to me. It's like, what's MySpace? It's ghetto, but...
Yeah, that's pretty ghetto.
Y'all, we just got an email that's very special. We have to say it now.
What?
Kyle, who won the contest, just emailed us and says, hey, Ricky and James Leroy, I received the prize money from Big Fatty today. I want to thank you very much. I plan on donating it to the local ASO Maui AIDS Foundation because they need the money more than I do. Much aww. Love and hugs to you both, and I sincerely appreciate you guys and what you do and discuss on the show. Cheers.
Aww.
Oh, see why I love him? He's so cute.
Oh, my God.
And he thinks about other people.
That's awesome.
Why can't you be in Chicago?
Why can't you be in Hawaii? Well,
he told us anytime we wanted, we can come to Hawaii.
Shut up.
He said we can come visit him.
Shut up. Let's go.
And he lives like in... I think he kind of lives like in the country of, you know, Hawaii. So he's like in the mountains, but it's like beautiful.
Nice,
so.
Nice. But yeah, San Diego was fun. We had a good time.
Right. Right. Y'all, we're going to do Pride 48 in Hawaii. Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Are any of you guys thinking about going to Pride 48 in Vegas? I know we haven't really talked about it too much, but... It has our Pride 48 changed to September, and we're actually going to be doing shows from Vegas, like live shows with an audience and stuff. So go over to pride48.com and look up for more information on it. Let us know if you're going or not, because we are thinking about going, but we just want to see what's going on. So just let us know. Speaking of what was going on,
so
last night,
yes, holy shit.
Last night, y'all, it was on. It was really on.
And it was off.
And off and on again.
Ooh-wee. We went to Sidetrack.
We went to Sidetrack where they had a wine tasting and we donated $20 a piece to go to what foundation? Illinois Equality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that. Equality Illinois.
Illinois. It was,
And we got to taste over 75 different wines and
no, we didn't.
Champagnes or vodkas.
There was over 75 different wines, but I doubt we tasted all of them.
Well, we probably didn't, but
Yeah. There were still four tables we didn't get to.
Oh, fuck.
It was pretty. I got a little.
Yo, I guess okay. You're supposed to not drink all the wine when they pour it in your glass, but no. They were pouring it heavy. Here's your sample.
Yeah. So you have the glass, and usually it's like a little like trickle of wine in there. No, they were giving you at least a good half inch to an inch of wine.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
Yeah.
And then Lauren got tired of it, so she started pouring it in my glass. And I was like,
and you're just like, don't pour it in the bucket.
Don't pour it in the bucket.
Pour it in my glass. Literally, you got there.
The cupcake vodka.
There's cupcake vodka that was delicious, and red velvet vodka, which I heard was really good with Coke. But I didn't get to try it as much as the cupcake one. I didn't get to try it. Did you get to try it with Coke?
Mm-hmm.
I tried it with both ways.
I took a taste of it, and he's like, here, let's pour Coke in it. And then,
see, I didn't try it with Coke, and it burnt my tongue. It felt like my tongue was.
Well, if you would have done it with Coke, it would have numbed your tongue, and then you wouldn't have been able to feel it. Wrong kind of Coke. Sorry.
Sorry. No. So,
you know,
they can't see that. He was rubbing my teeth. He's making sure he gets all that Coke.
Get all that Coke up in there.
Get it in there.
So
Ricky got a little drunkies.
Yeah. And it was a little. I could see how I maybe got a little annoying now. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay, so
what happened was I did not eat from like 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
That was your first problem. I ate a Cliff Bar right before we got there. I'm like, I know I'm gonna need this.
As soon as I got there,
you got there like half hour after me, and not even an
I was
hour.
Gnawing her arm off.
Yeah, you. We get there, and you're just like, oh, fine, let's do this. Pound glass, bam, bam. Not even an hour later, you're like,
it was not that bad. I was still able to talk.
Seriously. You were talking about wanting a buffet.
Y'all, I have to have a buffet. I don't care what it is, what kind, I need a buffet.
So after, after two or three hours we were there, we started to leave, and right across the street from Sidetrack is a diner place called Nookie. Nookies? What's
that?
Do I have them on backwards?
Yeah, I think so.
No, I don't. This is right.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, he was questioning my headphones. So we went to Nookies, and then Nookies is across the street, and we were trying to decide, and Bill was like, well, there's Nookies, and you're like, where's that? And I said, well, it's just across the street.
As I'm looking at it.
Right? Yeah, you're looking right at it. You're like, oh, that's too far away. Let's go to this Chinese place, which is six blocks away. It was just like, no. And at that point, I'm like, we're going to Nookies.
I do remember you assisting me. Yes. I don't know why, though, because I thought I was walking okay.
No, you were not.
Y'all, wine gets me real drunk. It does.
I also wanted to expedite moving across the street.
Because that one wine I really liked. The
Moscato. Moscato.
Yeah, Moscato.
I'm going to Moscato all over your face.
Fuck yeah.
So, it was so good. So Ricky's now going to call his cum Moscato.
Yeah.
Because it's that delicious.
It's that delicious.
Yeah.
And then Bill was trying to hook me up with the lady's son. And I was like, no. He's like, but he's like Mexican or something. No. He has a crystal around his neck. A pink quartz crystal. No.
I just want to let you know.
And Lauren goes, he could heal me. Mm.
Yeah. No, it was funny because he was all about the two of you. And then Lauren and I were in the background. We're just like, oh. Well, you're pretty, Lauren.
You're pretty too, James.
I like your boobs.
I like your boobs too.
Let's scissor.
Finger bang.
Pillow fight.
Dirty pillow fight.
Press on my fupa to release gas. So we went to Nookie's, and apparently I was maybe...
You were a fucking
little
mess.
Rude or something. I don't know. I did eat a lot, though. I woke up this morning, I was like, fuck, I ate all that food.
Okay, here's what happened. We all had you and I had a salad, whereas Bill and Lauren had soup.
I had soup.
And you had a soup. So you scarfed down your salad. You just pretty much gulped your soup like no other. And then Lauren had like half a cup left, and you also had like three spoonfuls of bills. And Lauren, you're like, Lauren, are you going to finish that? And you're taking it as your cigarette. It's just like, yeah, I'm done. You scarf that down. And then our food gets
I don't even remember what kind of soup you had.
Lentil.
What kind did I have? Oh, I had lentil.
You had lentil. And then
cream of celery. And I was like, I don't really like this, but it's good.
It was, oh, man. And then, oh.
And then my sandwich came out. And I was not happy because I said fries. And I guess they don't have fries there.
That's their fries.
No, that's chips.
No, those were their fries.
I mean, they're okay with the ranch dressing.
No.
I like my things a little crispier.
Whatever.
No, you don't understand. As a kid,
This wasn't Bennigan's.
I had fried potatoes like that, like four times a day for like 10 years. So it was constantly those kind of potatoes, always fried with onions usually or green peppers or something, what poor people eat.
No, because we were poor and we had a lot of hamburger helper and I can't eat that now.
Well, you're kind of rich poor. We're poor.